Hello, welcome to the Monday, May 2nd, 2016 edition of the Sands and its Storm Centers Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich, and today I'm recording from San Diego, California. Let's start today with two stories affecting ATMs, automatic teller machines. The first one comes from Kaspersky. Kaspersky published a real nice summary of a lot of the security issues that affect modern day ATMs. The problem, as Kaspersky points out, is that ATMs are really made from various components. There is essentially a Windows PC running the software, the GUI that the user sees, and then there are number of hardware components like the cash dispensing mechanism, the card reader, the pin pad. All of these components are able to interact because of a standard called XFS. XFS is the protocol that is being used to communicate between these components. Once an attacker has control over XFS, they really can access all of these hardware components directly. For example, they can dispense cash if they want to without actually needing any authorization from any kind of a bank mainframe or such. They can also turn the pin pad from its normal secure mode into an open mode. Typically, ATM pin pads encrypt the pin within the keypad. So an attacker who just sniffs the traffic or grabs a memory wouldn't be able to really see the pin that the user entered. But thanks to XFS, the pin pad can be turned into an open mode, and then whatever pin the user enters is transmitted in the clear, and the attacker can then encrypt it himself and forward it to the bank, essentially playing a man in the middle. Similar, of course, with the card reader, the attacker can access the card reader directly and obtain a copy of any data that's being read. So, in summary, once an ATM is infected, the attacker has full access to all the hardware components, and there's really little that keeps the attacker out of the system. The vulnerabilities then continue actually on the network beyond the ATM, where security features like VPNs that are typically available to ATMs are often not implemented. Also, Shodan, for example, is able to enumerate a good number of ATMs just because firewall restrictions and such are often not put in place in order to make the system more robust and easier to manage. Our second ATM story gets us to Indonesia, where someone discovered a pretty neat skimmer on an ATM. In this case, the attacker did not actually replace the pin pad with a pin pad that records the numbers, but instead sort of replaced the cover that is supposed to shield the keystrokes from bystanders with a cover that had a camera built in. So essentially just did the opposite of what this usual privacy cover over the pin pad is supposed to do. The video was then recorded to a memory card inside that particular device. There was also a USB port at the back that the person who found this particular camera was able to use to download the videos. Pretty neat little device. They never, in this case, found actually the part that would read the magnetic stripe, but they did notice some odd cables behind the ATM, so it's very possible that this vulnerability of the network connectivity was actually used in this case in order to obtain the card data. And if you think it's difficult to patch all of these ATMs, have you patched your bathroom scale recently? Fitbit's Area bathroom scale just released a critical patch. Without this patch, a vulnerability would allow an attacker to run arbitrary code on your bathroom scale. I'm not personally familiar with this particular type of scale and not sure what kind of computing capabilities you have inside it, but more likely than not, you probably do have a basic Linux system here. So again, devices like this are often being used as a beachhead into larger networks. And Fish Labs reportedly found a number of applications in the official Google Play Store that are phishing financial information. In this case, the application does mimic login screens for various payment systems, then claiming essentially to provide a mobile interface to those payment systems, but in reality, just stealing credentials. In some of these cases, the sites being affected actually officially state on their website that they're not providing any mobile apps at this point. But of course, users don't necessarily check always the official site before they install a mobile app from the Google Play Store. After all, Google Play Store apps are supposed to be vetted. Well, that's it for today. So thanks for listening and talk to you again tomorrow.